For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. We're in that netherworld, partway between Halloween and Thanksgiving, and we're dealing a little bit with a Halloween hangover this weekend. Young Frankenstein opens at the Lexington Opera House. Here to preview that production and the other events this weekend is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, have you had a chance to see this stage version of Young Frankenstein?
I have not. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they have brought it to the stage. You know, the Broadway version of Young Frankenstein came after sort of a surprise but huge success with Mel Brooks' The Producers, which broke all kinds of Broadway records and set new precedents and was just a lot of fun. And I think it showed people that within Mel Brooks' comedy was a real recipe for, great musicals. And so they went and took Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
And they brought it to the stage here with familiar parts. You know, I was talking to the gentleman who plays the monster in it, and we were talking about how, though The Producers, you know, was sort of the predecessor to this, it maybe is more similar to Spamalot in that Young Frankenstein is a movie that people have memorized and they know all the lines and they know all the gags. You know, you and I could probably reel off about a dozen great lines from Young Frankenstein right here.
And another touring group is coming through Central Kentucky this weekend. It's the Harlem String Quartet.
Yes, and this is a really neat group that's coming through. There is a local connection in that one of their violinists, Melissa White, grew up in Lansing, Michigan, but her aunt lives here in Lexington, and her grandparents lived in Louisville, so she was oriented to spending summers here, but she was also oriented to studying the violin and becoming really great at it. And so she's part of this group that was sort of formed to be a bit of an outreach into to be an excellent classical music ensemble that reached out to communities that maybe do not experience classical music.
Also at UK this weekend, the Art Museum at the University of Kentucky kicks off a new show.
This is the first show of the year in the Robert C. May Photography Lecture Series, and it features the work of Mark Klett, who is a landscape photographer, but he takes kind of an interesting approach to it. A lot of his career has been devoted to re-photographing, which involves taking some iconic landscape photos from the 19th century and revisiting the locations and trying to shoot the photos in much the same, same framing and lighting that they were photographed before. And through that, you see how the landscape has changed over time and other changes in time. And he will be coming in to lecture on Friday afternoon to talk about the photos at UK.
You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just look in the Weekender section. Information is also available at our website at weku.fm. Just go to the events calendar. Rich Copley, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is a culture reporter for the Lexington Herald. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.